Welcome to another deep dive. You know, we both love exploring natural wellness stuff, and this one's all about essential oils.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you mentioned wanting to try those out for managing stress.
Exactly. Like, could essential oils actually help me chill out? I'm kind of skeptical, but also super curious.
Well, you're in for a treat because we're going to dive deep into this world.
Awesome. What are we looking at today?
Today's deep dive is based on Immersive Tranquility. It's a website dedicated to all things essential oils and well-being.
Sounds right up our alley. So we'll be distilling all that info down into.
Into the need-to-know stuff, right?
Exactly. So folks listening can actually use this knowledge to create their own little wellness routines.
Love that. Empowered wellness.
Okay, so before we go too far, let's start with the basics. What exactly are essential oils? Like, they sound kind of magical, but I'm guessing there's some real science behind them too.
You're right, it's not magic, but Ingress, pretty amazing. They're these highly concentrated extracts from plants. You know, they capture the plant's aroma and all those beneficial properties.
Okay, so like tiny bottles of plant power.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they're made through different methods, like steam distillation or cold pressing. Actually, knowing how an oil was extracted can be a big clue to its quality.
Interesting. So it's like knowing where your food comes from and how it was processed.
Precisely. Makes a huge difference.
Okay, so I've tried lavender oil before to relax, and honestly, I wasn't sure if it was working or just a placebo effect. Is there real science behind these calming properties?
Oh, it's definitely not just placebo aromatherapy that's using essential oils for therapeutic purposes.
Really?
It works because of how our bodies respond to scents. It's fascinating.
Hey, break it down for me.
So when you inhale an essential oil, those teeny tiny scent molecules travel up your nose,
Okay, I'm picturing it.
and they bind to these things called olfactory receptors.
Olfactory receptors. Now, that sounds sciencey.
It is. And then those receptors send signals straight to your limbic system. Think of it as the brain's emotion and memory control center.
Whoa, straight to the emotion center.
Well, that's why smells can trigger such strong memories or feelings. It's a direct pathway.
That makes so much sense. Now I'm remembering specific smells from my childhood and.
Right. Powerful stuff. So that's how it works. The scent triggers a response in your brain, and bam, you feel calmer, more energized, or whatever the oil is meant to do.
So it's not just about smelling good, it's actually triggering biological responses.
You got it.
That's amazing. So with lavender, for example, if I'm stressed and smell it, those molecules are sending calming signals to my brain.
Exactly.
Okay.
Leading to actual physiological changes. Pretty cool, huh?
Mind blown. Okay, so say I'm convinced and want to start using these oils. How can I be sure I'm getting high quality ones? Not all lavender oils are created equal, right?
Absolutely not. Quality can vary a ton, and that directly impacts how effective they are.
I bet there are companies out there cutting corners. What should we watch out for?
First thing, purity. Look for labels that say 100% pure or therapeutic grade. That means no fillers or synthetic stuff.
Got it. Pure stuff only. What else?
Sourcing is important too. Like, where were those plants grown? Was it sustainable, ethical? You know, similar to fair trade coffee.
Makes sense. You want quality ingredients all the way through.
Exactly. Then look for certifications, things like ISO or GCMS testing.
Right.
That verifies what's in the bottle.
So it's like a seal of approval from the essential oil police.
Kinda. And lastly, be wary of anything labeled just fragrance oil. Those often have synthetic ingredients that won't give you the true therapeutic benefits.
Good to know. So pure, ethically sourced, and certified oils, got it. But how do we actually use them? Like, I know there's diffusers and stuff, but are there other ways?
Oh, yeah, there are a few ways to incorporate them: topical application, diffusion, inhalation, and even culinary use. But that one you got to be extra careful with.
Wait, culinary use? You mean you can eat essential oils? Tell me more.
You can, but only certain ones. And in very small amounts, as to be specifically labeled as food grade. Honestly, it's best to talk to a qualified aromatherapist or doctor before ingesting ANY essential oil, just to be safe.
Got it. Safety first. Okay, so break down those other methods for me. What's topical application all about?
That's applying the oil directly to your skin. But here's the thing. Most essential oils need to be diluted with a carrier oil, like jojoba oil or almond oil. Otherwise, they can be too strong and irritate your skin.
Ah, so you don't just slather them on straight up.
Nope, got to dilute.
Yeah.
What's a typical ratio, though? Like, how many drops of essential oil per, how much carrier oil? A good starting point is 2 to 3 drops of essential oil per teaspoon of carrier oil.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's always smart to start with a lower concentration and see how your skin reacts. Everyone's different.
Okay, so dilute and start slow, Then what? Just rub the mixture onto your skin?
Yep, and target areas like your temples, your wrists, or the soles of your feet.
And you can mix and match oils, right? Like create custom blends.
Exactly. That's one of the coolest things about topical application. You can target specific concerns. Like if you have muscle tension or headaches, you can blend oils for that.
Okay, on to diffusion. I love using a diffuser to make my house smell good.
Mm.
But is it actually doing anything besides that?
It's way more than just a nice smell. Diffusion disperses those tiny essential oil molecules into the air so you can inhale them and experience their therapeutic benefits.
Ah, so I'm actually getting those effects even if I'm not directly applying the oil.
Exactly. And each oil has a different effect. So you can choose ones based on what you're trying to achieve.
So, for example, if I want my bedroom to feel super chill at night,
you could diffuse lavender or chamomile. Those are known for their relaxing vibes.
Okay, and if I need a morning energy boost,
citrus oils are your friend.
Yeah.
Like lemon or orange. They're super uplifting.
So much to explore. Okay, what about inhalation?
Inhalation is the simplest and fastest way to get those essential oil benefits. Just put a few drops on a tissue and inhale deeply. Or rub a drop or two between your palms and cup your hands over your nose and mouth.
That's like an instant aromatherapy session.
Exactly. Perfect for when you need a quick pick-me-up or just want to enjoy the aroma.
Okay, so we've got topical application, diffusion, inhalation, even adding them to food. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure with essential oils. I love it.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the fun part, creating your own personalized wellness routine with these oils. But you know what? Let's actually just keep going. I'm too excited to stop now.
Let's do it. I'm hooked. Creating my own personalized routine sounds amazing.
Mm.
Like having my own little at-home spa. But where do I even begin?
I hear you. It can feel overwhelming with all these options.
Right. Where do I start?
Start with your goals. What do you want to achieve with these oils? Stress relief, better sleep, more energy.
So figure out what I want to change and then see how essential oils can help.
Exactly. Once you know your goals, you can research which oils are best suited. For example, if you're all about stress relief, you might look into lavender chamomile or bergamot.
Okay, goals check. What's next?
Think about your lifestyle.
Yeah. You know,
how can essential oils fit into your daily routine? Can you squeeze in a quick aromatherapy session in the mornings? Or maybe you'd prefer a relaxing evening ritual with a diffuser.
It's got to be something I can actually stick with.
Exactly. Make it sustainable and enjoyable.
Makes sense. So I know my goals. I know how essential oils can fit into my life. How do I actually create a plan?
Easy peasy. Start by choosing two or three oils that really speak to you and your goals. Remember, lavender is great for calmness, peppermint for energy, and so on. Then you can experiment with different methods. Maybe you diffuse lavender in the evening to unwind, or you make a soothing roll-on blend with lavender and chamomile for those stressful moments.
I'm all about experimenting and finding what works for me.
Exactly. It's a journey, not a race. Start small, be patient, and adjust your routine as needed.
No pressure then. Whew. Okay, so I've identified my goals. I've considered my lifestyle and I've picked a few oils to try. What are some concrete ways I can work those into my routine?
Ooh, the possibilities are endless. You could add a few drops of your favorite oil to a warm bath, you know, for a luxurious soak.
Oh, that sounds divine.
Or whip up a DIY room spray with essential oils and water to freshen up your space.
A spa-like experience right at home.
And don't forget about aromatherapy inhalers. Just add a few drops of oil to a cotton ball and put it in a small container. Then you can inhale whenever you need a quick boost.
Such a simple idea. I love it. Speaking of DIY, you mentioned making custom blends earlier. Can we delve into that a bit more?
Absolutely. The world of personalized blends is wide open. Let's say you want a soothing roll-on for anxiety relief. You could combine lavender, chamomile, and bergamot in a roller bottle, top it off with some jojoba oil, and voila.
Sounds super easy.
Yeah.
And luxurious.
Exactly. Then just apply it to your pulse points whenever you're feeling stressed.
Okay, that one's going on my to-do list. What about an energizing blend? Something to help me wake up in the morning?
Peppermint and rosemary would be a killer combo for that. Just add a few drops to a spray bottle filled with water and a dash of witch hazel. Spritz it in the air or on your linens for an instant wake-up call.
Okay, that's brilliant. Now for a relaxing bath soak, what would you recommend for unwinding after a long day?
Epsom salts, baking soda, and a generous dose of lavender essential oil. Mix it up, add a cup to your bath, and let all that stress melt away.
I'm so ready to try all of this. But before I go full-on mad scientist in my kitchen, you mentioned safety earlier. What are some precautions I should take, especially with DIY blends?
You're right, safety first. Always, always, always do a patch test before slathering on a new blend, especially if you have sensitive skin. Just apply a tiny amount to a small area of skin and wait 24 hours to see if there's any reaction.
Got it. Patch test first. You also mentioned that not all oils are safe for everyone, like during pregnancy. Are there certain oils that are a no-go?
Pregnancy is a time to be extra cautious with essential oils. Some can stimulate uterine contractions or have other not-so-fun effects.
Right.
It's always best to chat with your doctor or a qualified aromatherapist.
Mm.
But in general, oils like clary sage, rosemary, and jasmine are best avoided during pregnancy because of their potential hormonal effects.
So better safe than sorry. What about kids? Any special considerations for using oils with little ones?
Children's skin is way more delicate, so you got to be extra careful. Lower concentrations are key, and some oils should be avoided altogether for younger kids. Again, it's always best to consult with a pro like an aromatherapist or a pediatrician to get personalized advice for safe use.
Okay, so do your research and talk to the experts, especially for pregnant women and kids. Now, before we move on, let's talk about some of the most popular oils, you know, the all-star players. Let's start with lavender, since it seems like everyone loves it. What's all the hype about?
Lavender is a superstar for a reason. It's known for its incredible calming and relaxing properties, which can help ease anxiety, promote restful sleep, and even soothe headaches.
I used to struggle with insomnia, but ever since I started diffusing lavender before bed, I've been sleeping like a baby. Is there actual science behind that?
Absolutely. Studies have shown that inhaling lavender oil can actually improve sleep quality and reduce feelings of anxiety. You can diffuse it, add it to a warm bath, or even put a drop or two on your pillowcase.
I'm a believer. Lavender is a game changer. What about tea tree oil? I have heard that one's a miracle worker for skin.
Tea tree oil is a skincare superhero. It's known for its antimicrobial and antiseptic properties. So it's amazing at fighting off bacteria and fungi.
So good for breakouts and stuff. I've been battling some blemishes lately.
It can definitely help with that. You can dilute it with a carrier oil and apply it directly to blemishes. But a word of caution, pea tree oil is potent. So always dilute it before using it topically. Otherwise, you could irritate your skin.
Got it. Diluted tea tree oil for the win. Now, what about eucalyptus oil? It always makes me think of cold remedies.
You're right on the money. Eucalyptus oil is a must-have for anyone who suffers from respiratory issues like colds, congestion, allergies, you name it. It's a natural decongestant, so it can help open up your airways and make breathing easier.
Like a natural Vicks vapor rub.
Exactly. Add a few drops to a bowl of hot water and inhale the steam, or use a diffuser to spread that goodness throughout your room.
Sounds like a cozy way to fight a cold.
Mm.
Okay, last but not least, let's talk about peppermint oil. That one seems super versatile.
Peppermint oil is the ultimate multitasker. It's energizing and invigorating, but you can also use it for headaches, nausea, and even muscle pain.
So if I need a quick pick-me-up or want to soothe a headache, peppermint oil is my go-to.
Yep. You can inhale it directly from the bottle or apply a diluted mixture to your temples. And for nausea, try rubbing a drop or two on your abdomen.
Wow. Peppermint oil is like a Swiss Army knife of essential oils. So much you can do with it. Okay, we've covered what essential oils are, how they work, how to choose the good ones, how to use them safely, and even how to create your own blends. But before we wrap things up, let's talk about safe storage. How do we keep our oils potent and make sure they last?
Great question. Proper storage is crucial for keeping your oils happy and effective. You want to keep them in a cool, dark place away from direct sunlight and heat.
So no storing them on a sunny windowsill?
Definitely not. Sunlight and heat can break down those delicate compounds in essential oils, making them less effective and potentially changing their scent.
Makes sense. What about containers? Should they be stored in anything special?
Absolutely. Essential oils should always be stored in dark-colored glass bottles, preferably amber or cobalt blue. These colors help protect the oils from light damage.
Okay, dark glass bottles, check. Anything else to keep in mind?
Make sure those bottles are tightly sealed to prevent oxidation and evaporation. You know, essential oils are volatile, meaning they evaporate easily, so a tight seal is key to preserving their potency.
Right, we don't want our precious oils disappearing into thin air. Any tips for labeling? I could see myself mixing up bottles if they aren't clearly marked.
Labeling is essential, especially if you have a whole collection of oils. Clearly label each bottle with the oil's name, the date you bought it, and any safety info. This will help you keep track of your oils and make sure you're using them safely and effectively.
So cool, dark place, dark glass bottles, tight seals, and clear labels. Got it. This has been so insightful. But before we finish our deep dive, I'd love to hear your final thoughts on essential oils and their role in well-being. What's the big picture here?
Essential oils can be a fantastic addition to a healthy lifestyle when used responsibly and intentionally. It's all about incorporating them into a holistic approach to well-being. You know, listening to your body, honoring your needs, and creating a life that feels good from the inside out.
I love that. It's not just about the oils themselves. It's about the mindful approach to using them. What final thought would you leave our listeners with?
Don't be afraid to experiment and trust your intuition. Start with a few oils that you're drawn to explore different ways to use them and pay attention to how your body responds. It's a journey of discovery, and with a little curiosity and mindfulness, you'll find what works best for you.
I love that advice. So until next time, keep exploring, stay curious, and embrace the power of scent for a healthier, happier you. It's amazing how much there is to learn about essential oils. It's like a whole new world of natural wellness.
Right. And it's been so fun exploring it all with you, from the science to those DIY blends. I feel like we've barely scratched the surface, though.
I know. There's so much more to discover. But I definitely feel more confident about incorporating essential oils into my life now. Like, it's not as intimidating as I thought.
That's the best part. Empowering yourself to take control of your well-being.
Exactly. So for our listeners who are feeling inspired and ready to start their own essential oil journey, what final piece of advice would you give them?
That's a good one. I'd say don't be afraid to experiment and trust your gut. Start with a few oils that you're drawn to. You know, maybe they have a scent you love or they target something you're struggling with.
Okay, so pick a couple of oils.
And then explore different ways to use them. Try a diffuser. Try topical application. See what feels good for you. Pay attention to how your body responds. Does a certain oil make you feel more relaxed, more energized, more focused?
It's all about finding what works for you.
Exactly. It's a personal journey. There's no right or wrong way to do it.
I love that advice. It's about tuning in and figuring out what your body needs.
And having fun with it. Essential oils should be enjoyable, not another chore on your to-do list.
Totally.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of essential oils, what's one tiny step our listeners could take right now to get started?
Ooh, that's a great question. Maybe it's as simple as adding a diffuser to your bedroom for better sleep, or whipping up a stress-relieving roll-on blend to keep in your bag, or even just picking up a bottle of peppermint oil for those pesky headaches.
Start small, be consistent, and see the magic happen.
Exactly. Essential oils are a gift from nature. And when we use them with respect and intention, they can truly enhance our lives.
I couldn't agree more. Well, folks, that's a wrap on our essential oil deep dive. We hope you feel as inspired and empowered as we do. Remember, this is just the beginning. Your essential oil adventure awaits. So go out there, explore, and create a life that smells amazing. A-N-D feels amazing.
Cheers to that.
Until next time, stay curious and keep diving deep into the world of natural wellness.